I believe Chop Robinson is having his introductory press conference with the Miami Dolphins. It looks like he's at the Dolphins facility right now. I just saw a tweet from Mike Cugno. Says that Chop says that Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb have already reached out to him. Welcome him to Miami. So maybe before six, we'll get a little bit of sound from Chop Robinson being welcomed to the Miami Dolphins.
Uh-oh.
305 alarm.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And hey, Tampa, I got my Escobar ready to go for tomorrow's sweep, baby.
Let's go. We got a sweep possibility tomorrow in Tampa.
Yes.
Clearing of the throat. What is going on with you? What did you eat during this commercial break?
What did I eat? I think a Jolly Rancher.
Huh. I mean, Jimmy comes out. It's like Solana with the montage. Jimmy comes out with a really motivational, almost a speech, almost akin to one of the greatest speeches you will ever hear to get a team uplifted, and you just clear your throat right in his face.
Oh, no, Jimmy, he's one of the best ever. He has some
He said something about bringing a what? Was that a Spanish broom?
It's a broom.
How you say it?
Escoba.
Yeah, but he hit Escoba. You with the Escoba. Well, I don't know why you turn into, you know, actual Spaniard. when you drop that in there. And also, like, I added the baby when I texted it to you, like, hey, Tampa, we're bringing our Escobas tomorrow, baby. Are you ready? Like, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm there, Jimmy. We're about to sweep Big Brother. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of enthusiasm there. What are you talking about?
He said it like Shannon Sharp.
I totally disagree.
Heavy tone.
There is a Panthers watch party tomorrow. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. I'll be hosting it. And Celsius is going to be out there sampling all kinds of Celsius. Hollywood Kia is going to be out there. They'll have a Kia on display. It's all going off tomorrow, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. So we're going to have some fun, hopefully, watching the Panthers sweep Tampa Bay Lightning.
What time? What time, man? I got to do
5 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I got to do something with my kids. I've been gone all week.
Bring some Crowder powder in the POS device.
Listen, you don't tempt me with a good time now. I'll go out here and sell some Crowder powder now.
We'll be out there. Come on out. By the way, we have one more pair of Imagine Dragons tickets to give away this week. It'll be today before 6 o'clock. Might be this hour, might be next hour, might be 5 o'clock hour. Imagine Dragons coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. It's a Live Nation show. Giving away a pair every day this week. Today is Friday, so you do the math. It's the final pair. John Michaels is going to join us this hour. You had asked Beasley at the end there about Michael Penix Jr. and the Atlanta Falcons. John Michaels is simmering and sizzling and boiling and ready to explode. Or maybe he's had, you know, a night to think about it and stew about it and has come to some realization that, hey, this was actually a good move by the Falcons. But I want to get his take on Chop Robinson and the Falcons and the draft in general. So we'll talk with John Michaels. How about we start the 3 o'clock hour here with headlines and our pal, Alejandro Solana.
Solana.
Gracias. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
What'd you say, Huck?
The Miami Dolphins, they kept their 21st overall pick. They did take Chop Robinson. I don't know. I feel like some Dolphins fans were a little disappointed just because I think everybody was expecting, as Crowder said, to go out and get a fat guy, to go kind of beef up that offensive line. Dolphins end up taking an edge rusher and out of Penn State.
I think we said both those. Yeah, that's what you were saying, Crowder. Get a fat guy to protect the protect your quarterback or get someone who can get to a quarterback.
Yes, yes. The trenches. Yeah. I just said the trenches. I'm not upset about Chop Robinson, and he can play. Like, I didn't watch a ton of Penn State games, as is nobody else that's listening to this show who's watching Penn State games. But when I started seeing how he plays and the intensity and, like, his, you know, his overall game, I'm excited about this.
Yeah. He seemed
to – You know, it was a reach and a failure. It's not that.
No.
You know, is it somebody that you've been watching, you know, 3 years in college and you can't wait to make him a member of your team? No. I mean, like you said, Big Ten, I did say before you joined us in the 2 o'clock hour that there's probably no bigger Big Ten experts on this show than you and I. We did Big Ten Media Days a number of times. We've had sit downs with Kirk Ferentz and many Big Ten coaches, Paul Crist, former coach at Wisconsin. I think James Franklin himself, right? Didn't we have James Franklin on?
Yes.
And we're friendly with OJ McDuffie. So we do have, your dad. Your dad's a Penn State superstar.
Yeah, I'm going to call Randy about Chop.
So we have connections. But again, I'm more familiar with Tropa Chops at Pollo Tropical. I'm just being, I'm being real.
We'll do a Chop Day next week. Have OJ on, Randy on.
A great idea.
Yeah. Randy's going to cuss. We have to pre-record this. Yeah.
Well, listen, Solana's dad cussed. I mean, that's what we do here.
What's the boy's name, Chan? Ain't no way his mama named him Chop. I don't know what's going on.
Since you brought up my dad, funny story. He called me yesterday, and he said that he's in deep trouble with his doctor, his, like, general doctor, because my dad's having heart surgery soon, and his doctor,
what?
Yeah, and his doctor told him, "Hey,
well, how do I not know this?"
Well, I mean, he'll be okay. Nothing serious.
Seems like a pretty big deal.
It's his fourth heart surgery. I mean, this is just another day in the park for the Solana family.
This is par for the course.
Yeah, but apparently his doctor is a massive fan of our show, and his doctor knows how much my father is smoking, contrary to what my father is telling him. Based on the conversations we have. And, yeah, I mean, I saw my dad today walking into the gym ripping a heater. I mean, this guy, he lives his life, man. So he was a little upset.
Something to be said for that, though. Yeah. Something to be said for living your life.
Yeah. He was a little upset with me for revealing all that information. But listen.
You know what? This Eduardo Solana, he's not going to let the woke mob change his approach to life. I like it.
How about the medical mob?
That's the woke mob. It's about time you opened your eyes, Crowder.
Here's your Saturday schedule, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the Marlins do play tonight. We'll start there. The Marlins open
chance
up a series.
For a free Whopper Jr. tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the chances are too good, though. Let's be honest.
I do believe there's a Burger King right next to Dave & Buster's at that exit. Isn't there?
Oh, yeah, the north entrance.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
Like between Sterling and Sheridan. So I think the Sterling entrance, isn't there a Burger King there?
Yes, there is. I think
there is. Yeah. So if the Marlins win tonight, on my way to Dave & Buster's, I'm going to stop and get that Whopper Jr.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm eating Dave & Buster's food, man. Come on now.
Oh, these Whopper Juniors. I mean, it's like having a breath mint. That's nothing.
You know, Friday night, Marlins.
I may get it and just throw it out the window.
I just
want to cash one of these in. I just want to cash one in. I'm going to get it. They're going to hand it to me in the drive thru, and I'm going to flip it right out the passenger window. Give a wave.
I'm right behind you.
The Marlins haven't been at home for quite some time. They were on a 7-game road trip. So first game at home in over a week, Friday night. You would imagine they're going to have one of their aces on the mound. The problem is none of their aces are healthy. So instead, Anthony Maldonado gets his MLB debut tonight for the Miami Marlins.
And a Tony Maldo.
Yeah. That's who's starting tonight for the Fish. Anthony Maldonado.
Who are they hosting?
The Washington Nationals.
See what the line is here.
He comes straight from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The Marlins recalled him today. They also placed Jesus Luzardo on the 15-day IL. with left.
Marlins big favorite tonight, -125.
Left elbow tightness. All right, so tomorrow, a Tampa Bay Lightning.
Anthony Maldonado song ideas, just in case. Just in case he's throwing heat.
Maldonado.
The Florida Panthers, they win in Tampa last night. They beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3. Got a little dicey in the third period. Panthers trailed in the series for the first time after going down 2-1. They end up taking a 4-2 lead. Tampa scores a goal. It's 4-3. But then Tkachuk put it away with the empty netter. And the Cats dominate in Tampa. 3-0 series lead. We've got our Escobar ready to go tomorrow. 5 p.m. puck drop from Amalie Arena in Tampa Bay. Cats can finish off Big Brother once and for all.
I'm all for a sweep or a thweep, but there would be something cool about raining rats all over the heads of the stinking Tampa Bay Lightning on Monday night, doing it at home in Sunrise.
We got bigger fish to fry.
We do. We have bigger fish to fry. I'm with you.
The Heat tomorrow, they host Boston. Series tied, one apiece. What adjustments will be made by either team? We'll find out tomorrow, 6 p.m. tip-off from the Kaseya Center. I'll get you started 4:45 tomorrow from the Kaseya Center.
I mean, that is going to be watching a chess match. Although, it's like a one-sided chess match. You know, it's like the chess grandmaster who sits at the table and then the schlubs walk up and they try to beat him. Like, we've got the grandmaster and then there's Joe Mazzulla. And he's like, oh, let me try. And nothing works right.
I'm interested to see what he does. I really am. I want to see game three. He should wear a monocle on both eyes.
Wouldn't two monocles just be glasses?
He could look out of one monocle in the middle of his face.
Do people still wear monocles? Have you seen anybody wear a monocle outside of like Halloween or somebody trying to be funny?
Is there a loop that goes over the ear, or does it just kind of like you just keep it in your eye?
I think you just mush it between your eye meat.
No, is that what it is?
It's clipped onto
the monocle back.
Isn't it clipped onto like the shirt pocket? So you could just
pull
out of the shirt
pocket.
Out. Right.
Oh, so you just pull it up when you need it?
When you're reading something, you need it. You pull it up, you put it to your eye, and then when you're done, you kind of just toss it right back in your shirt pocket.
I want to bring the monocle back. Problem is, I don't ever have a pocket that it would just hang off my shirt, but I want to bring the monocle back.
The monocles and pocket watches.
Oh, pocket watch and a monocle. I mean, that's a look. Double-breasted suit. Come on.
Inter Miami plays Eden tomorrow.
Pants. Let's go.
They're on the road at New England tomorrow, 7:30. So Panthers will be on AM 790 tomorrow, 5 p.m. puck drop. Heat on WQAM right here, 560 tomorrow, 6 p.m. tip-off. Inter Miami kicks off 7:30 in New England. That game can be heard on 96.5 FM HD2.
All right.
Yesterday in the NBA, you had the Orlando Magic saving their series up by, I think, at one point, 750 points over the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I think they were up 60 at one point.
Ooh.
They won 121-83. They trail in the series now 2-1. Joel Embiid, perhaps coined now as the dirtiest player in the NBA, did drop
him. Also,
he just grabbed the boy's ankle.
Okay.
But also, that was a dirty play. But also, does his Bell's palsy game overshadow Michael Jordan's flu game?
Good question.
Did you see that he was diagnosed with Bell's palsy earlier this week?
I don't know if Michael Jordan had the flu, but I know I saw the Bell's palsy face.
You saw it? Like, you could see his eye wasn't right.
Yeah.
Does that overshadow the flu game? He had 50 last night.
Drop 50 with half your face numb.
Right?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a producer at QAM that got Bell's palsy one time.
I remember you told me that.
Yeah. I'm not the best person to have Bell's palsy around.
Hmm. So what are you saying? You weren't sympathetic to his plight?
So, look at your face.
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't help. How would that help him?
I don't know. I was surprised.
How does that help him?
I don't know. He couldn't talk, man. It was crazy.
I know. You can't use your face. Reminds me of the Bill Cosby thing. My face. You see his thing where he does about dentistry and having Novocaine? My face. My face.
Boy, he was running from me that day. I was just staring at him. Were you there, Solana?
No, I don't remember anybody having Bell's palsy. I know people
I don't think I was there who
have had Bell's palsy, but not at QAM.
Okay. But don't get it. It ain't fun.
Mm, yeah.
Would imagine not. Although, didn't seem to stop Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
The guy put up 50 last night.
I know. He didn't even mean to grab the guy's leg. He was just that numb side.
He had no idea where his hand was. My baby. My baby. This Cosby sketch, if you've ever seen his dentistry sketch, Solana, I know the woke mob won't allow you to laugh at Cosby anymore. And by the way, you shouldn't. I'm with them. But this sketch happens to be fun.
They don't air like I remember growing up, the Cosby Show was always on.
Yes, they do.
They still air.
I watch it almost every night.
Yeah.
There's BET, but then there's like a second, I think it's called One or something mm-hmm. like that. There's a black network and they have Cosby Show reruns all the time.
Thanks for the support.
I do what I can.
Not of Cosby, but of the black stations.
Oh, you and I were on two different wavelengths there.
Hawks watching BET. That's cool.
I'm not even watching BET. I'm watching the one that most black people don't even know exists.
You more woke than us. You watching BET too. What?
And then yesterday, the Nuggets, they went up 3-0 on the Lakers after the game. LeBron, did you guys see that? The TNT crew with Charles Barkley, Chuck was pissed because he's sitting there and he's like, it's 1:19. We're just waiting for LeBron to get out of the shower and we're going to stay on TV until he's done showering. He was super pissed. LeBron finally comes to the podium. The quote everybody's running with is, quote, at the end of the day, it's just basketball. When he was asked about the pressure of having to play like a perfect game against the Denver Nuggets. And you do. Like, it is demoralizing to play that team because they don't blow you out. They just beat you. That like they just beat you at stretches of the game, and there's nothing the Lakers could do. There just wasn't.
We lived through it. We lived through it.
Yeah.
I don't. There's not a team that could beat the Nuggets.
I don't see how. I really don't. Certainly not the Celtics. After watching them the other night, like you go, okay, that was the East's great hope. That team.
Oh, they're just so big. And athletic, but just they're gigantic human beings on that team.
It's crazy.
No Giannis tonight for the Bucks, by the way.
Yeah, 5:30 p.m. game tonight. The Bucks and the Pacers game three.
That's right. That's the 5:30 game.
5:30 game. It'll be in Indiana. Clippers Mavericks series tied at 1 apiece. That's at 8 p.m. Timberwolves Suns in Phoenix, 10:30. Suns down 0-2 in that series.
All right, they stink.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. It's around 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right, John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta is going to join us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, John Michaels, he's in a car, Crowder. He's driving to the Sunshine State. I don't know why he's coming to Florida, but he's on his way to Florida. So look out, beaches. Like, or I don't
10
know.
Hours?
I guess he's driving from Atlanta, right?
Goodness,
that 10
gracious.
Hour drive? Well, I don't know if he's coming all the way to South down here or if he's going to North Florida. Maybe he's going to Panama Beach, have a little spring break fun. Is there still spring break going on, or is it summer already?
I don't know, John, but get on the frontier at least. That's a long ride.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a South Florida guy, grew up down here, loves his Hurricanes. And I do want to talk NFL draft and Chop Robinson, but his Falcons pulled off perhaps the biggest shocker last night, but he's had some time to absorb it all. So why are you driving down here, John?
Well, I have got a van full of kids with me as we are going to an AAU tournament in Tampa. So not 10 full hours. Yeah, good 7 hours. I got my boys. We're 11-3 on the year right now. We should be 14-0. If we would know how to close out games, we'd be 14-0. But blame the coach. I've screwed up a couple of times, and we haven't won. But we're going to take the Tampa area by storm.
I'll be in Tampa on Sunday. I got to pick up some of my son's stuff because he's driving home next week from school, but not everything fits in his car. So my wife and I are coming up Sunday, and we're going to go to this pizza place that I saw Dave Portnoy review called Nona's Slice House in Tampa. Been thinking about it since I saw it on the thing.
Give me a call. We're here till Monday. Sunday is elimination day. I know we have the potential of playing at 8 o'clock in the morning, which really sucks. That's going to curb my drinking and heat screaming on Saturday night. But, you know, if depending on where we're at, call me and I may come over and have some pizza with you.
All right, man. Get them to grow up fast, John. Take them to Rachel's.
I'm going to tell you, your Crowder, they're 15, and I can promise there's a few in the back right now, including my son, that if I took them somewhere where the people were getting naked, they'd be all about it. And Kane's in the back smiling right now because he knows
the problem
I'm talking
is they'd
about.
Be eliminated on Sunday. They wouldn't be able to concentrate on the game. And you're there for one reason, John. Don't let Crowder shake your focus.
Maybe they'd be like Billy Bob and Charlie Tweeter from Varsity Blues, and they'd see Miss Davis and her assets bouncing around everywhere. Before we talk draft, and I'm going to go ham on the Falcons, Crowder, did you find your tooth? Like, that's the biggest thing I was worried about.
I did, and I got it back in now, but it can pop out at any moment. So every time I talk in the media, it's a toss-up on if this tooth is going to stay in on the left side of my head.
How did the tooth just fall out mid-segment? And how was Solana smart enough to have that, like, broken down, like, film? Mike McDaniel would be proud of the film work that Solana set up for your tooth flying out mid-segment.
It was great, man, because I didn't even see it. Yeah, Solana was on his game there. It was perfect. I don't know if his tooth fell out or if it just jumped out. It wanted to get away from him, and you can understand why he was in a terrible take about the Cavender twins, and his tooth said, I'm out of here. All right, I don't want to waste any more time with this. I don't want to waste any more time. I want to talk. I'll let you start with Atlanta. So they signed Kirk Cousins to this big deal, and they have a top 10 pick, and they pick another quarterback, and there was a lot of confusion during draft coverage and by all the pundits. I was watching you for your reaction on Twitter. Everybody can follow John Michaels on Twitter at John Michaels U. But now you've had a little chance to marinate on it. So where are you with the selection of Michael Penix Jr.?
Still in the exact same place that I was a night ago. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell was the point. You know, obviously the team needed a quarterback. We talked about Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke and these guys last year, and how the Falcons were just a terrible quarterback-driven team. But you spent 4 years and $180 million on Kirk Cousins. Now, I understand the financials. Legitimately, they could get out from under it in coming up, you know, in 2 years. 2 years and 90 is really what the money truly breaks down to. But why would you turn around? Why would you turn around after you've just spent that kind of money, basically all your free agent money in the offseason, and now turn around and draft a quarterback at 8, when you have no pass rush, you could use at least one more wide receiver. You need another safety. You need a number two corner. Like, all of those things are on the table. You have a fairly mediocre offensive line outside of Chris Lindstrom and Jake Matthews, and you draft a quarterback. You took a guy at 8 that is going to sit for 2 years and not play a snap. And then I've had fans telling me, well, Green Bay did it. Yeah, go back and look at Green Bay with Brett Favre or with Aaron Rodgers. They were a 10 or 11 win football team when they had the luxury to pick a quarterback down towards the bottom of the first round. We didn't have that luxury. I thought it was one of the dumbest moves I've ever seen in an NFL draft. And it lets me know that our general manager might be in over his head. And maybe the owner is telling people what to do.
And John, but they say best player available. If he was on your board as the best player there, can they do something? Like you're saying, Kirk's not doing it anymore halfway through the season. Could they move him? Could they trade him? I know it's dead money attached. Like, I'm with you. It doesn't make sense. But what, as you try to rationalize it, is there anything they could do with this in the future? Because I don't think this move cannot have a second response or a backup plan or, you know, or an out, like a business. What's your out with this business? They have to have an out on this.
Yeah, I think the out is you play Kirk Cousins for 2 years. You let Michael Penix learn the job. And in 2 years, you tell Kirk Cousins, thank you for the 2 years. Here's whatever's left of your guaranteed contract, which I think was $100 million. And we're moving on. And the hope is, and I honestly, Crowder, I think part of it had to do with they got spooked with what happened with Matt Ryan a couple of years ago when they went after Deshaun Watson. That failed, and then Matt Ryan goes, oh, by the way, trade me like tomorrow because I don't want to be here anymore, and that's how you get stuck with Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder. So I think they're trying to have the forward thinking of going, all right, we've got our quarterback now, hopefully for the next 10 to 15 years, Cousins for 2 and Michael Penix for 10, and you've got team control for 5 years because of the contract and everything else. The problem is they haven't been to the playoffs since 2017. 2017, Mark Richt was Miami's head coach, and the turnover chain was in its first realm running around Hard Rock Stadium. That was a long-ass time ago to try to sell your franchise to fans and say, hey, we're going to wait 2 years for this first-round pick, but don't you worry. We've got everything else covered.
I do want to get to Chop Robinson here for the Dolphins, but what was the reaction by Atlanta radio callers and texters and tweeters over the pick? Were there people arguing that, yeah, this makes sense. Great to have a top-tier quarterback, you know, as a backup.
Yeah, I'd say probably 20 to 25% were on the side of, yes, this is a great succession plan. Look at what Kansas City did with Alex Smith going to Patrick Mahomes. Again, you could use Green Bay with a couple of different examples. And the example that they kept saying was, look at all the teams that couldn't find another quarterback, even when they waited and tried and did everything else. So I'd say probably 25% was that. But the other 75% looked around and goes, we haven't had a pass rusher since, oh, I don't know, since the franchise has existed. John Abraham was a good pass rusher, I don't know, 15 damn years ago. Vic Beasley had a one-and-done 15-sack season. Other than that, I think me and Zach Krantz might have to come off the edge for them this year. They didn't re-sign Calais Campbell. He's 38 years old. Bud Dupree, they didn't re-sign. He's still lingering out there. Your leading sack guy was somebody named Arnold Ebiketie, who had 6.5 sacks. And you have Grady Jarrett, who I love. Great dude, unbelievable player. He's coming off a torn ACL. Like, you needed somebody to get a quarterback's ass on the ground. And I hope they find that guy in rounds 2 through 7 because they missed the boat in round 1.
John, if you and Zach are coming off the edge, you better play zone. Because it's going to be a long down.
Look, Crowder, the only thing I can do right now is run stuff. If you want me to chase somebody down, there is zero chance of that. There's a better chance of you catching Drake in that cage when he was looking at your wife than me catching a quarterback.
Yeah, Drake going to holler at my wife in the cage, though, Johnny. Knew I couldn't get to him, put my hands on him. Now, I was surprised with the quarterbacks, the 6 in the first 12. How do you – like, who's really going to be good? Because Penix was the surprise, but Drake May going 3. I think Jaden Daniels can be good. I love Caleb Williams, but then Bo Nix, then J.J. McCarthy. Like, there's no way all 6 of these guys are going to be top quarterbacks. Are you surprised by any of them? And after Caleb, because I really believe in Caleb, who's going to be the best?
Yeah, I like Caleb as well. I don't care if he paints his nails lime green or pink or whatever. The dude can play quarterback. I love Jaden Daniels' game. I think he's a little bit of Lamar Jackson and some others. And I actually really like Michael Penix. That's the tough part about my reaction to the Falcons is I do think that kid can throw a football through a, you know, through a pinhole. I mean, he's got that kind of arm talent. And the fact that he led Washington to a national championship game lets you know the dude is really, really good. At least half of them are going to be busts, though. I mean, you can go back, 3 years ago to the draft with Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and Zach Wilson, Mac Jones and Justin Fields. Four of those guys never made it to the fifth-year option and were traded to other teams. That's the problem with drafting quarterbacks, but we see it every year. Teams get desperate. They recycle bums like Sam Darnold. They try to sell to you that this first-round quarterback's going to be good. They reach. They do all these different things. I never liked J.J. McCarthy. I thought he was overhyped for being in a national title game. I'm not a huge fan of Drake May, and I think in New England, with the lack of weapons they have, he's got bust potential. And I'm not a huge fan, obviously, of Bo Nix. I didn't think he was a first-round quarterback in Denver. My mom's a Broncos fan. God bless her. She's got Bo Nix now and Zach Wilson. She may want to jump off a mile-high mountain somewhere.
Chop Robinson goes to the Dolphins with the 21st pick. You think what?
I like it. I mean, you think about it, and I kind of joked talking about me and Zach coming off the edge. The beginning of the Dolphins season, we made it throw Crowder out there to come off the edge because Jalen Phillips dealing, obviously, with his injury. You had Bradley Chubb with the ACL. Andrew Van Ginkle is gone. They played a playoff game where they literally picked up guys on Tuesday to come off the edge. I like Chop Robinson. I thought he fits perfectly in the scheme. Good pass rusher, explosive first step. That's the right move early on. Now, they got to find some offensive linemen somewhere throughout the next couple of rounds of the draft. But usually offensive linemen, Crowder, would you agree, they're big and they're not always the smartest guys. Just stick them out there and tell them go hit somebody.
Yeah, they put me out there. All they're going to do is get beer throw up after two plays, three plays.
That's kind of what they got anyway.
Old man with asthma out there.
Someone lose a tooth. There's someone out here who lost a tooth.
Got to wear a big mouthpiece. Is that where they go? Because we're set at running back. Tell me if I'm wrong. We're set at running back. Achane, Mostert. We're set at receiver. We're set, you know, tight end. I love Jonnu Smith because he's big. He's an athletic guy. Like, there's the skill positions we're pretty good at. Is that where it is? Because I joke about it every year. We need to go get dudes with deep belly buttons. We need some guys that might wake up at 3 a.m. and eat Cheetos. We need some of those guys on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. You need some big uglies. I mean, the offensive line, when healthy, was really good. But let's be honest, they were never healthy. And then you lose guys in free agency. So, yeah, you got to find somebody that's big and mean and has a streak that wants to knock somebody's ding-ding in the dirt. That's the kind of guys I want on the Dolphins. Everybody looked at the team as finesse. Let's be real. They were a finesse football team with power principles. They had the ability to run the football, but they got to find some offensive line. Maybe find another corner somewhere along the line. And I would throw another receiver in. I know receiver is one that you love the two guys in Waddle and Hill, but I'd like to find one other guy maybe that comes down the middle of the field.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. I bet you had a fun show this morning, huh?
Oh, it was like you guys know, there's certain days you wake up and you don't have to do any show prep. I didn't go to bed till 1 a.m. last night because I was on ESPN radio at God knows what time because some guy called me and said, hey, do you want to talk Falcons? Of course. And I said, I don't have to do any show prep. We're literally going to take calls. We're going to scream back and forth about Kirk Cousins. We'll mention the Braves. I didn't even have a chance to talk about the NBA. I'm excited because the Heat, they've got, I told you, team light skin. They're too soft in Boston to beat us. And I got a feeling we may take game three tomorrow.
Some shows just write themselves.
I'm telling you.
They do.
You got one today. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels. You safe travels, drive safely, and good luck to you and your team in Tampa.
Appreciate you guys.
Now, tomorrow, Crowder, I will be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. It's a Panthers watch party. 5 p.m. Celsius is going to be there. Hollywood Kia is going to be there. And I will be there. And the 560 WQAM street team is going to be there with a whole bunch of stuff to give away. So going to be a really fun afternoon if you're looking for a place to watch a Panthers game with a bunch of people, bunch of Panthers fans. Dave & Buster's tomorrow, 5 p.m. I say this all the time. Dave & Buster's should be your headquarters for all your basketball, hockey playoffs, combat sports, baseball, soccer, whatever interests you. because they have that 42-foot TV, which takes up an entire wall. It is a thing of beauty for a sports fan. By the way, if you're looking to watch round two of the draft tonight, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, that's a perfect spot to do it. They've got great food on the menu. They've got new menu items, the Southwest Salmon Bowl, the Caliavo Caesar Salad Bowl. If you go out tonight for round two, or if you come out tomorrow for the Panthers watch party, you can try it all. And I always remind you, too, if you're planning any kind of party or work event, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood really is the perfect spot. And you can get all the info by going to DaveAndBusters.com, select the Hollywood, Florida location. You can get all the info right there. You can just stop by the restaurant. So tomorrow, though, 5 p.m., Panthers watch party. I imagine we might have the basketball game on some of those TVs as well. It's going to be a great time. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. You know where it is, between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder.